7:47, good morning. We're like, I don't know, 49 days away, 48 days away from the Pan Am Games. What is it? Do you know that you have an actual number? Donovan Bailey, laser.
You're 43 days. 42 days.
The 42 days. Yes. 42. Okay. ladies and gentlemen, ambassador for Pan Am Games, one of my childhood heroes, Mr. Donovan Bailey.
Yeah,
Donovan Bailey. Nice to see you.
Good to be here. Good to be here.
You look like a million bucks. He looks like he hasn't aged a day.
I know.
If you took a picture of me in 96 and you in 96, you would look at the picture of me and say he's sick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you look terrific.
Oh, well, thank you. Oh, thank you very much. It's a great diet, man. I'm just, I think. I have no idea because I haven't been working out, so I don't know what happened. Maybe it's the whole black don't crack thing. It's a good thing.
do you eat well? Like, there's a lot of fruits.
I do eat well.
Do you exercise?
You know what? I probably don't exercise as good as I should.
But there's
one thing I do. I do eat well and I do try to sleep well also. Those are things that are very
important.
Okay,
Donovan, you say you don't exercise, but your exercise compared to what Dean and I would be doing.
Yeah.
Why don't you?
I mowed the lawn yesterday and that counted. That counted.
Oh, that's good.
So what do you eat? Like, how do you, give me your diet.
I don't really have a diet. I mean, I don't really have a diet plan per se. I mean, I've never ever had bad eating habits, so.
Like you don't eat past six, you don't eat fried food.
No, I eat all that stuff. I mean, it's just that when it is, I try to stay active, but my active could just be, I'm up and walking or up and about or playing golf and instead of driving the car, I'll walk.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do still is I eat 3 meals a day, and I still snack on fruits and like almonds and stuff like that.
It's amazing. Can you see how good he looks?
Yeah, I know.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, geez, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. listen, thanks for coming to Pan Am Games. Quickly approaching 42 days, right? I just got the 42,
mm-hmm.
And you're the ambassador. So what is that? What do you do? You just run around in a car? Do you say hi to people?
Well, yeah, that's run around in a car, say hi to people.
Yeah.
What we're trying to do is To get the city excited about the games coming. There's Canada's fielding, its best team. It's best team for Pan Ams ever.
Is it really?
Yeah. So the plan is to field the greatest overall team because we should win this thing. We should get the mass medal hall here. So my responsibility now is to, get people excited and get these get our fans to get out, to get our fan base to get out and get tickets and fill the stands so that the 41 countries that are coming in to the games can be happy,
mm-hmm.
and they can get some great competition. Of course, like I said, Canada, we're going to be ready for them, but we also want fans there to cheer on the other 41 countries that are coming.
Yeah, absolutely. Just go to panam.com. Is that to our 2015 panam 20 to2015.com? What is it, Fabro? What is it?
Toronto2015.org.
Pardon me, Toronto2015.org. My bad. To get tickets. And you know what? There's tickets available for all kinds of stuff. And one of the things I was looking at, and I thought I Googled it because I thought this has got to be a joke. It's the roller figure skating. I thought, you got to be kidding me. Did you know that they had roller figure skating in the
past? You're putting me on the spot?
Yeah.
okay.
But I Googled it and I thought, my God, that not only looks beautiful, yet incredibly dangerous.
It's so, roller figure skating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I guess that's like dry land training for hockey players.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, listen, I mean,
only in sequin outfits.
I don't want to see you in one of those things, man. Yeah, but yeah, you know what? Listen, I mean, there's a variety of sports, and mm-hmm. certainly, I think that fans can get out there, get tickets, and see something they've never seen before. I mean, roller figure skating sounds like something that would be fun to watch.
Yeah, and not only that, of course, you got your regular stuff in athletics, and of course, sprinting, which you were fairly good at back in the day.
Fairly good.
Yeah, not bad. and there's this kid running out there, and you know of him more than I do. But when I was told this the other day in one of our production meetings, I thought, no way. But this Andre DeGrasse recently ran 100 meters in under 10 seconds.
Right.
He's the fastest Canadian since you in 2000.
Yes.
And hasn't been done before or since yourself.
Right.
Is he that good?
Well, I mean, you know what? Andre's a great kid.
How old is he?
Andre's, I think he's 22.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's 22.
Mm-hmm.
Great kid. It's a lot of pressure, unfortunately. Unfortunately, you know, very talented. I mean, he's one of two or three guys that is the next. These are the next coming of the amazing sprinters that Canada produces. He's in a great system. You know, he goes to the University of Southern California. So, you know, the NCAA system, he's competing against real talent every day. He trains with real talent. And you know, he won the Pac-10. He should do very well at the NCAA championships. But I tell you, I'm looking forward to him competing here. It's an awesome opportunity. He can. This is his first attempt at his first real big title. It's very, very important as a professional track and field athlete that you accumulate titles over the years, and Andre has an opportunity. So does Akeem Haynes and Gavin Smalley and Aaron Brown. I mean, there's a variety. I mean, Felicia George, Damon Warner. I mean, there's a lot of big world class talented athletes that we have. But this is an incredible opportunity because this is a one time thing. You get to compete at home.
Yeah,
you get to compete in front of fans and you know, fans and family. Mm-hmm. So it's a little easier. I mean, when you the easiest thing to do when you're sitting on the stand, when you're sitting in your blocks, is to look up and see a sea of red and white, see a sea of maple leaf, and you know that it's almost like the sixth man in basketball. You know, you it's always good to be at home.
Is that how you felt when you schooled Michael Johnson like a toddler at the Sky Dome in 1997?
Are you Facebook friends with him, Donovan?
I don't think that he's Facebook friend with me. How about that? No, but yes, that's exactly how I feel. That's exactly what I mean.
Because you were charged up after. I believe you even called him a name after that whole thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's. I
was it chicken? Did you call him a chicken or a pussy? Yeah, but, I can't remember.
Well, I called him an animal. It was. I believe it was a chicken, but it was. You know, that's exactly how I felt. I mean, it was.
Like extra juice. I mean, it really charged you up.
Well, you know what? Here's the issue. I think that there's always banter between athletes when they're competing, and track and field is not a team sport; it's an individual sport. So, and that race wasn't seven men usually that I was competing against. It was one guy. Mm-hmm. And he was chirping quite a bit leading into the race. And I'm like, dude, I'm going to hand it to you. And I'm going to hand it to you at home. And then I'm going to hand it to you in L.A. And we were supposed to have a race in Vegas and also in Europe and in Tokyo. He realized after the first one, it was going to be a very long, very long scene. Michael and I are totally cool, man. I mean, it probably was the last time there's a really big, huge track event was held.
Yeah.
That was the first of its kind.
Yeah, it's the only time I remember that being an event that I made sure I watched. Well, other than the Olympics.
Yeah, it was the first of its kind. I mean, it was pay-per-view. I mean, it was essentially, kind of showing the other side of professional track to North Americans, because I think that it's not, I mean, when I'm in Europe or Asia, I mean, it's just a different world. I mean, when it comes to professional track and field. So this was what it is that we do around the globe. And
sure,
it was the first time it was brought to North America. And I was very fortunate, very happy that we played a role in putting it on. And it was very successful. And I'm reminded every day from fans that moment was probably, they probably favored it more than they did the Olympics, just because, you know, for once Canada stood up and
kind of liked it when you stuck it to the Americans, though, Donovan. Not going to lie.
Donovan Bailey, ambassador for Toronto 2015, toronto2015.org. Get your tickets. The Toronto 2015 Pan Am Torch Relay also starts Saturday, May 30th. That is this Saturday. Harbourfront in Toronto, important milestone signifying how close we are to the Games. Less than 50 days to go until the opening ceremonies. Thanks, man. Great to see you.
Great to see you, man. And, you know, come out and support the Games, man.
We'll be there.
Right.